You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here. It is Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here. Downtown Madison, world headquarters of Civic Media in beautiful Madison, the state capital. Great day here. Sunny skies, a little chilly, but maybe some slushy accumulation, as they're saying, less than an inch-ish in kind of southern Wisconsin over towards Milwaukee area into tonight and tomorrow morning, and then slowly warming up the rest of the week, saying maybe 70 degrees in some parts of Wisconsin by Sunday and Monday. Hour number 2 here, going to do what's worse in just a minute. Also going to talk more about this news this afternoon. The U.S. Supreme Court halts a court order requiring rehiring of probationary workers. Got all that? Essentially, the Supreme Court said to Trump, yeah, you can go ahead and fire whoever you want. So there's that. And also, we have a lot more. A lot more of your phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Over the break on the show, again, you can stream this in Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Just go Todd Albaugh Show on any, well, I guess not on YouTube. You have to say Civic Media. Anyway, you can find us in all those platforms and check us out. Because we talk about things, we keep the cameras on, we keep the mics open, unless one of us has to use the can or something like. We don't take the cameras in the bathroom. You see,
but I will say, having worked tech in theater, it does happen. The joke you always hear about who have their mics and they leave them on and go to the bathroom. Luckily, not during a show, but in practice, it's always funny. And it's like, oh God, we're doing Shrek the Musical and Shrek left his mic on again.
Well, because a lot of times now in theater, particularly bigger companies, you have a cordless, for lack of a better term, a lavalier mic. It doesn't go on your chest so much. Sometimes it goes like in the side of your hair or a wig that you have. And it's almost, you can't really see it if you're in the audience, but it picks up the audio. You can't take that off. All you can do is try to remember to turn off the battery pack. And if you don't, but no, we do not take our mics into the bathroom during the breaks here, but you get to hear what Zommers and I and other people talk about. It's always a lot of fun for the most part, sometimes not so interesting, but Tony Zimmerman, because we were talking about, what was he saying that I was going to get relegated? Because we're changing, if you haven't heard, we're changing time slots. This is very, very exciting. We're going here in about 2.5 weeks, around April 23rd-ish. We'll be going to 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And so I was, you know, things we might talk about at that hour. There's a great program called Coast to Coast. It's an overnight show. It doesn't air here, but other places.
So that's more 2 to 4 a.m.
Right. And so Zimmerman says, I think I just heard your time is no longer 2 to 4 p.m., but the new time has been switched to 2 to 4 a.m., which would not surprise me. You know. But then, so this got me thinking, and we dialed this, and it's a Coast to Coast AM, and it was created years ago, back in 1988, by Art Bell. And it's I think he died in 2003 or retired, and now there's this guy, George Norrie, that does it. And you can still find it on some stations in the middle of the night. But I did not know until Zommers did, they actually have a website. And this is not presented as satire. It is not presented as, this is presented as real. And here's just a few of the headlines from the Coast to Coast AM website. Quote, conspiracies and the paranormal defeating the devil. So, I mean, that's, and Zahmer, this is great. Zahmer's found this one. A tariff turmoil and snarls Loch Ness Monster.
To which Tony says, they got Nessie.
Right. And so you have people calling in. They're probably strung out on something at 3 o'clock in the morning, but they call in and they say things like, you know, yeah, this is Bill from Little Rock, not Clinton. And, you know, I was going out for my beer run or snacks at the local store. And over the mountains, there is this, nobody can explain it. It's like this green light. And for about a week after, me and my neighbors all had headaches. And then the host says, no, I get you. I mean, this we've seen this all over the country. And this is a radio show. And it's enormously popular, and it does very, very well. And so maybe this is what we should go to at 2 to 4 in the afternoon, Summers. What do you think?
Tony thinks so. He says, I think you may have stumbled upon a recurring segment, The Real News.
Yes. Yes, I think this might – see – What you're witnessing here in real time is storyboarding for the new time slot in the new Todd Allball Show coming up sometime later this month, around the 23rd of April, between 2 and 4. These are things that we may start talking about.
The creation of greatness. You're here on the ground floor.
Creation is true. Greatness,
The pursuit of greatness.
The pursuit, yes. Pursuing greatness. 12 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, time now for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this. Time now, once again, for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Simply your chance to have your voice heard across the state of Wisconsin. All 11 news talk radio stations. No better chance to get your voice heard than buying airtime right here on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us. Check out our sales folks and find out how you can be here on Civic Media. Now, I shouldn't have opened it up, Summers. I messed up. I'm sorry. We opened it up. I'm gonna use this anyway because I was thinking we had breaking news over the break. Breaking news over the break. We now can tell you that we have a grand prize winner in our Text to Win Break into Spring contest over the last 2 weeks. And if you haven't heard, our wonderful, talented, and lovely colleague and host of the Matinair on Air program, Jane Matinair, she and her co-host Greg Bach, they beat us in the number of texts received. And congratulations to them for getting it done and ginning this big thing up. And so now we have a winner in that. And that, by the way, that's why we're going to 2 to 4, because we lost the contest. And so now we give you the winner, because we told you all along you had hourly winners of $100. And Coretto shelled that out of his pocket. We appreciate that. And then we had the Milwaukee Brewers, who said, hey, we got some extra tickets laying around. Why don't you give those away? So many thanks to them for that. And then the great folks up at Chula Vista Resort up in Wisconsin Dells, they gave us some overnight stays. But there was only one grand prize, and that was from the great Verlo Mattress Company. And if only I could have been eligible. Because who can't use a brand new mattress and sheets and pillows and the whole nine yards? So now we can tell you, congratulations to Steve in Sun Prairie for being Civic Media's grand prize winner for the statewide, oh, it is statewide, by the way, for the statewide Break into Spring Text to Win contest. Thank you to all the listeners who texted in and participated in our latest statewide contest. Be sure to download the Civic Media app and stay tuned for your next chance to win in all of Civic Media's contests. There's another one coming up.
Pretty soon.
Not too long. Not too far away. Just right around the corner. So download the Civic Media app today. So congratulations to Steve in Sun Prairie. Not sure if he was listening to our show or one of the other fine programs, but probably listening on WMDX here in Madison or on the Civic Media app. Congrats to Steve in Sun Prairie, our grand prize winner for that great Verlo mattress and everything that went with it. A lot of fun. So, and thanks to all the people in our network behind the scenes who put all that together. It's a lot of work, and we appreciate all of that and all of them as well. All right, let's do we opened it up already. So here we go. And timely, timely indeed, because the weather, it be changing. Cold today, maybe snow and slush tonight, 70 degrees by Monday. So, what's worse, turning on the heat or turning on the air? Turning on the heat or turning on the air? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a call or text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today on your Apple or Android device. Less than a minute to download. It is free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. By the way, Gayle King, she's going into space on Monday's hours. Have you heard about this?
I have.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
It's Monday, and they're extending the show like by an hour to watch her go up into space.
Wow.
So I hope I'm crossing my fingers it all goes well. Do you think anybody would be willing? I bet there'd be a lot of people that would be willing to send me into space. As long as I don't come back.
Are you going on the Mars trip with,
yes.
with Elon?
Yes, that's right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Whizzler on WRCE in the old hometown of Richland Center. Whizzler, turning on the heat or turning on the air? What's worse?
I think turning on the air, because when it gets really cool inside, I have to go outside to warm back up.
There, that's a good
point.
Does that
make sense?
Yes, because it's hot in the house, but it's not because of sun comes in the window, it heats up the house, but it's still kind of cool outside. So then you got to go outside to get warm.
Yeah, even when I'm wearing shorts, like in the summer,
right?
You know, I sit here and get cold and like, oh Jesus, I got to go outside and warm up. You don't want to throw a blanket on in
right?
the summertime.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because oftentimes, and Zomers and I say this, we've done the same thing, because the HVAC, I'm not making the HVAC, because we have south-facing windows, which are lovely, but the HVAC is, shall we say, not necessarily modern. And so half the time we're sweating, and half the time we're freezing. And there have been times we've walked out in the afternoon and we're like, oh my God, it feels so much better out here that the station is actually cold.
Yeah, but then after you've been outside for a little while and you've warmed back up and you come in because you need to get a drink of water or something,
right?
And it doesn't feel too bad.
Yeah.
Until after you've been in for a while.
I got you, Whizzler. I got you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, man.
Have a good day out there in beautiful Driftless area. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, turning on the heat or turning on the air condition? It's that time of year. Come on back. It's Zomers. It's Todd. It's the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us on a Tuesday. We're right in the middle of what's worse for today. The question, turning on the heat or turning on the air condition? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony watching on the, pardon me, the YouTube channel says, turning on the heat because I have a fireplace in the room with a thermostat, so it makes all the bedrooms cold. Well, there you go. That's also inconvenient, as they say. Wisconsinites struggle with this. I think, in my opinion, I think we struggle with it more in the spring, but maybe I'm wrong. I personally think, well, it's really not all that hot outside, but the house is my apartment's just blazing. But I got to turn the air on for that. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Ollie calling in from the North Woods of Wisconsin. Ollie, turning on the heat or turning on the air? What's worse?
Well, I don't like it when they turn the air on, especially when you go to visit your doctor and you have to, unfortunately, disrobe for an exam. And so you're sitting there freezing, waiting for him to come in the room. And even the nurses and receptionists are walking around with long-sleeved shirts underneath their scrubs. So they must think it's worse, too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. If you have to get any sort of an exam in a doctor's office, you're sitting there freezing, that is no fun at all. So I hear you. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Mike from Spring Green, Wisconsin. Beautiful Spring Green on WRCE. Mike, what's worse, turning on the heat or turning on the air?
Well, it's what it needs. And so turning on the air is better because...
So, Mike, you kind of cut out. Can you say that again? I think we're a better connection now. Go ahead. Mike, are you there? Mike is traveling in the hills of southwest Wisconsin, and I can tell you...
I think we lost him.
That is... back when I worked for my former boss, Dale Schultz, we always knew when he was either getting close to his farm or if he was on the way home, there's a certain spot where he'd hear, Todd, Todd, are you there, Todd? Bombay, come in. This is Rangoon.
Yeah, Mike, feel free to call back in. We can give it another shot in a moment.
Absolutely. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry, watching on Facebook, says, what's worse, turning on the air? At our house, we have the 90-degree rule. No AC if the temp is 89 or under. Really? Really? That's astounding. No wonder. See, Jeff is a fiscal conservative, I believe, where I get to my apartment and it's like 78 or whatever in the apartment, I'm turning the air on. And see, now I moved a couple of years ago. So in this building now, they have these, what are they called, heat pumps or whatever. So they're like up in the, they're up towards the ceiling. It looks like it looks like a mini version of a hotel HVAC thing, only up higher towards the ceiling. And it's supposed to be very energy efficient. And it's a heat pump. So I don't have like a gas-powered furnace anymore. And neither do I have like a, I don't know, like a proper AC. It's all this heat pump stuff. And it's more difficult in these changing seasons to turn it on. But wow, Perry, 89 degrees. It has to be 90 or above before he turns the AC on.
Jeff, I'm not going to lie. I am so glad I don't live with you.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's also medical reasons. Like, if it's too hot and I'm just sitting in there, I could pass out.
Right.
So for me, the AC goes on anytime it's above, like, 73.
You can't have a zombie. Yeah, Zombers, not to make fun, but I mean, it's like one of those fainting goats. You can't have that.
Can't have that,
You
no.
can't have a fainting producer, for goodness sake.
Like, I can go outside and it's hot out and be okay. But right. If I am sitting at home and it's 80 degrees in the house and I can't go somewhere to cool off, that's not going to work.
Now, Perry says, the hotter, the better, I say. What is he? Is he running a sauna? Do they all sit around on bamboo benches and towels at his house?
Maybe.
What are they doing over there? our friend and colleague, Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn, who has the great program After Hours, which will continue, by the way, on or about the 23rd of April. Congratulations to her. She says, hey, Todd, your friend Maggie here driving into the studio. What's worse is menopause.
Yeah.
You her know words, what? Not mine.
That will make neither one of those fun.
My sister would agree as a woman who is a certain age. But I in that case, I'm so glad not to be female.
Yeah.
Because I've heard horror. Yeah, I mean, this is a very serious thing that Dr. Lyerly and others have done. Jane's done a show on it. This is a huge deal for women. But yeah, that's a whole other thing that we as men could never even begin to understand. And that also contributes to whether you're turning on the air or the heat. What's worse is the question. turning on the air or turning on the heat? Zizou, watching on YouTube, says, I live by the mantra, I could put more layers on, but I could only take so many off.
I say that all the time.
Unless you live in Jeff Perry's house. Apparently, I don't know. It's a colony of nudists down there. I don't know. I don't know why that's so funny to me. We're still workshopping. We're changing time slots on or about April 23rd-ish. There have to be nudists, aren't there, in Wisconsin? There used to be the nude beach in Mazamani.
There's the World Naked Bike Ride or whatever.
Oh, Lord, yeah. I'm not doing that. But wouldn't it be fascinating to do a show from a nudist colony and use, like, the little things where you have to fuzz out and everything like that?
That would involve a lot of extra work.
But I think
it could be interesting.
It would be a fascinating show.
Interview, you know?
Right.
A little slice of life.
These are things we're working on. See, you can tell right here, the 2-4 time slot is going to be gold. Al, watching in Jackson, says, purely by the numbers turning on the heat, the bills are twice as much with the heat on. Well, that's a great point as well. All right, come back. We'll do a little bit more What's Worse and take a little bit more look at the news. You're listening to The All Ball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 now, past the hour of 1 o'clock on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. Zommer's on the board. Glad to be along with you here as we wrap up today's What's Worse. What's worse, turning on the air or turning on the heat? 855-752-4842. What's worse? Turning on the heat or turning on the air? Zommer's feelings, thoughts?
Yeah, definitely turning on the air because that means it's hot outside. And if I am at somebody else's house and they don't have the same temperature requirements, I'll say, as I do, it can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Al, I guess we did Al's right before the break there in Jackson, saying that simply by the numbers, the bills are twice as much when the heat is on. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on WMDX, says turning on the air is worse. Even though efficient, my AC isn't well located, so I still need fans to circulate, which at that rate, I just use a fan. All right. Matt in Middleton saying turning on the air as my system is very old and I have to say a prayer before turning it on. That's funny. A lot of folks, very expensive to replace. So with these tariffs now, going to be even more expensive to replace things like HVAC. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, I guess the answer to the question depends on what time of year you're asking the question. Well said there. Steve in Lodi, listening on WMDX, says, does Steve from Sun Prairie have a last... Well, Steve in Sun Prairie was our big winner for the Verlo mattress. So I'm assuming if he's in Sun Prairie, the winner is in Sun Prairie, Steve. Steve in Lodi, probably not you.
Yes, you would already have been contacted.
Yeah, the winner has already been notified. So if you have not heard from us, you're not the winner. This time. But there's going to be more great prizes coming up. Megan in Sun Prairie, by the way, sadly not the winner of the Verlo mattress, listening on WMDX says, turning on the air is worse. Megan says, with the heat, I can leave the settings alone all winter. It's a lot harder to cool the house consistently, especially with Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Well, that's true. And with global warming and climate change, it's even more unpredictable, right? Dana, listening in La Crosse, says, I hate turning on the heat or turning it to... Try that again, Todd. I hate having to turn on the heat. Is that it generally means it'll be for the next 5 months or so. The air depends on how hot it is just for one day. Well, that's a great point too, right? Usually in the fall, when I turn my heat on, not always, but more often than not, I don't turn it back off. I might lower the temperature to it or whatever.
Right, but you just set it and forget it for the most part.
What is this? The new Emeril Lagasse steam fryer. Set it and forget it. No,
or a bamboo steamer.
Or the bamboo steamer. Yeah, exactly. So there you go. There's some great time. For me, I would say it's probably turning the air on in the spring is worse. Just because it's like hot for a day, and so my apartment gets hot, and it's just even if I open up the windows, it's not enough. And then it's like, well, now I'm going to freeze my rear end off next week when it goes back to 30. I will tell you this. I have so far not turned on the air. Have you?
No.
All right. You had to think about it.
I haven't changed it, and I don't think anybody else did. So I'm pretty sure we haven't used the air yet.
All right. Very good. So that wraps up another edition of What's the Worst. We appreciate everybody playing along. 38 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Breaking news this afternoon, Donald Trump back on a tariff tear. This is real. According to the White House, Trump will raise tariffs on China to, get this, 104% effective at midnight. China will almost certainly retaliate further. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And for people that say, well, you know, this is going to do some good. And by the way, there's one of these goofy, I shouldn't say goofy, but we're going to boycott Walmart this weekend. Big Walmart boycott to stick it to the corporations. And I think this one is supposedly over pulling back or rolling back DEI within Walmart or something like that. I'll just say this. I get the sentiment and appreciate that. But I think people who are calling on Walmart boycotts, A, it ain't going to have any effect on Walmart. And B, they're tone deaf to a lot of Wisconsinites. Take my hometown, for example, Richland Center, a town of 5,000 people, a county of 18,000. And they're in all of that area, in the county proper, I should say, there is one, what you would call full-scale grocery store, and that's Walmart in Richland Center.
You don't really have a choice.
You don't have a choice. Some people get their pharmaceuticals, their prescriptions, Walmart pharmacy. Life-saving, you know, food, whatever. So people calling on, you know, let's boycott Walmart for a week. I get the sentiment. But there are food deserts in this state, and a lot of people, Walmart's the only place they could go. To that point, next time you shop at Walmart or wherever you're going, I shop local when I can, but I'm not going to say I never shop Walmart. Look where things are made. I'll never forget this. Years ago, my former boss, Dale Schultz, and I were in San Francisco. Dale was getting, an award from the Sierra Club. A Republican getting an award from the Sierra Club on champ and fighting for conservation and environmental causes in Wisconsin when he stopped for a while Scott Walker's mining bill that gutted environmental laws in the state and stuck it to our native communities in northern Wisconsin. So the Sierra Club recognized him and he took me with him because we needed press and stuff. And I was his press person. So we were out in San Francisco and we took an afternoon and walked down by the Golden Gate Bridge, or at least within, and there are all these ships coming in, stacked stories high with shipping containers from China. And he said, Todd, take a good long look at that, because that will be the downfall of our economy. Look at how many things we rely on from China. And now the Trump administration, and I would much rather have these things made in America. Don't get me wrong. But you have to have a plan how you implement this long term. It has to be thought through. People who are just doing things without planning can be very destructive on a number of fronts. And if you think that Donald Trump really cares about things being made in America, let's go back to our mentor. I wish I could call him a friend. A guy who I look up to a lot in broadcasting, David Letterman. from the old Late Show on CBS when he had Donald Trump on the show to talk about his Trump ties and Trump shirts at Macy's.
I have nothing against China. I just hate that their leaders are so much smarter than our leaders. 2016, we will not be the world leader anymore. We have been always. But in 2016, China becomes the great economic leader.
Even if Mitt Romney is elected, he says that
maybe you can turn it around.
Well, do you think he could turn it around?
I think we can.
Do you think Mitt Romney can turn it around?
I think he can.
As a line of clothing. Now, where were these made?
These were made, I don't know where they were made, but they were made someplace. But they're great. It's ties, shirts, cufflinks, everything sold at Macy's, and they're doing great. Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
Number one selling tie anywhere in the world.
Wear that shirt,
you wouldn't wear that shirt?
We also have them in white and beautiful white.
Where are the shirts made? Bangladesh.
Well, it's good. Okay. We employ people in Bangladesh.
Ties? Where are the ties
made?
They have to work
too.
These are beautiful ties.
They are great ties.
The ties are made in where? China?
China.
Ties are made in China.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know what, David, in all fairness, I've been very open about that, and not all of them, by the way, but I've been very open about that. Are you okay? Is the
no,
chair
I'm
was
fine.
Made
I just,
China.
Yeah, I know.
The chair was made in China.
The chair was made in China.
I saw Letterman was making a lot of fun there, and you can't, obviously, on the video, when Letterman points out all this stuff, is, you know, these ties are made in China, Trump kind of does this kind of thing with his head where he goes, well, you know, I guess I got caught. He doesn't care. All he cares about is making a money and a profit for Donald Trump. He's sticking it to American workers. He's sticking it to American consumers. And now if this stays put, 104% tariff on China and all the things we rely on right now as Chinese goods, it will crash the economy. It will crash the economy. And there are a number of people out there smarter than me who are saying, you know, this might be intentional, by the way. Zizhu, watching on YouTube, says our nation doesn't always have the means to support making everything here. Coffee, for example. We don't have the proper environment, unquote, from Zizhu on YouTube. You're absolutely right. There's some mediocre coffee that's grown in Hawaii, as somebody who used to be in the coffee business. But yeah, all the great coffee in the world, the vast majority of coffee that Americans drink is not produced in the United States and quite frankly cannot be because of the environment. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone line. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Dick, thanks for calling. What say you?
You know, Todd, this has gotten just, it's not even funny anymore. The guy is obviously totally lost his marbles. He belongs in the rubber wall motel. It's just absolutely insane, the stuff he comes up with. 104%. Okay, great idea. And by the way, it's great that the stuff that he's hawking or was with Letterman back then, made in sweatshops in third world countries, that's nice.
Right.
And he's all down with that.
Yeah.
But you know what I've decided what his real problem is? He seems to hate almost everyone. Mm-hmm. This guy has got the most massive, and his followers, persecution complex I've ever seen.
Mm. Well, he enjoys hanging around people like Xi and other dictators and Putin and that sort of thing.
He thinks, though, that everyone is against him, against us, and right. That's the definition of persecution complex. The guy's got it.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's do the cut here first. This is the prime minister of the new prime minister, by the way, the liberal new prime minister of Canada, Mark Carney. And here is a recent rally. This is what I alluded to earlier, telling Canadians about Americans.
We are fighting the Americans. We are fighting the Americans everywhere they understand. We're fighting the Americans in the pocketbook. We have retaliatory tariffs on them. We just hit them again in the auto sector. We're fighting them on Fox News, which is what they understand. We're sending Doug Ford onto Fox News to show them that we're not messing around up here. And we're going to send Danielle next. Maybe we won't send her. Maybe we'll send Danielle. No, maybe we won't. We won't send Danielle.
Don't send Danielle.
I'm gonna keep
the Canadian Prime Minister there. But I mean, did you ever think in your lifetime you would hear the leader of Canada
talking about sticking it to Americans as the enemy. That is 100% the fault of Donald Trump. He caused this. In sports, an unforced error. The economy going to hell. People losing thousands, tens of thousands in their retirement accounts. It is all unnecessary, forced by Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. Go quickly to Los Angeles, California. LA Tom, got about a minute and a half left. Minute to 10. Go ahead.
Yeah, Trump is a crybaby, victim. Everything that apparently the Republican Party was never supposed to be, supposed to take personal responsibility, never has done that. And, you know, I think what we need to start doing is following Franklin Delano Roosevelt's playbook on the Democratic side and for any Americans that care. And since Donald Trump is following the Hitler playbook on his side, because honestly, I don't know if you can tell me, Todd, how a president would act any differently if they weren't a Russian asset. And you have Ron Johnson and you have a bunch of senators on July 4th, 2018. Where were they on America's birthday? In Russia.
Right.
So wake up, America.
Thanks, LA. I appreciate it. Up against the clock. Got Susan in McFarland next. We see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says. Do not hang up. Back to wrap up the show next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of the great stations you're listening to us on across Civic Media, across Wisconsin. A weather update by our great weather team. The fantastic Mike Clemens comes on with a wonderful sports report. The Brewers, by the way, are, pardon me, the Brewers are in Colorado, Denver, for a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies. The first of those games starts tonight. Pre-game show at 7:05. Broadcast start. You can hear it in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in Hayward across the Brewers Radio Network. Remember, we cannot stream the Brewers on the Civic Media app because Major League Baseball says no. And they would send people after us. We don't want that. But you can hear it across the broadcast network on those select stations. Be listening to Brewers Baseball tonight. And then after the sports update with Clemens, you got Maggie Dawn and the great Maggie Dawn show now from 2 until 4, which will now be the new home time slot for the All-Ball show. And the Dawn show will be 4 to 6 sometime in April. On or about the 23rd of April-ish. So that's the one thing that's staying the same. It's us, and then it's Maggie. So they're just moving back a couple of hours starting on or about April 23rd-ish. Right now, talking about the Canadian Prime Minister and the now Donald breaking this afternoon. The White House says Trump is going to put the tariffs on China to 104%.
You know, I
104%.
Really, speaking of whether it's worse to have the heat on or the air on, I really would not want him controlling the thermostat. He'd be like, set it to 100 degrees, and then in the afternoon, set it to 3.
Right. Up and down all the time. And we joke around about it, but the realistic thing is, and well, look, I would love to have more products made in America. But that takes time and planning, right?
And some things just can't.
And to the caller's point, coffee, chocolate. There are certain things you can't raise in the United States. So what the really hard thing is that places in rural parts of Wisconsin, and I would argue some more urban places in Wisconsin, a Walmart may be your only option in terms of groceries, or with Walmart delivering a lot of things, they have a delivery service, for people who are shut in, who are elderly, who don't have a driver's license, that's your only option for food or for goods. And now the Trump administration is going to raise the prices, in some cases beyond the scope of affordability for some things, for some folks. And the realistic consequences to Wisconsinites' everyday lives ain't going to happen tomorrow. But it's going to happen over the course of time, some places sooner, some places later. But if this keeps dragging out and Trump is saying it's going to, Wisconsinites are going to be hurting big time. And now you have the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, because all this Trump stuff, saying we're going to stick it to the Americans. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Susan in McFarland, listening on WMDX. Susan, thanks for calling. What's the...
Oh, I was just going to say that I never shop at Walmart. And part of the reason I don't is because they don't provide health care. They don't really provide good wages. And they are part of the reason why we have food deserts in this country. But having said that, we can't go back. My only point is Trump is really trying to do this. He's trying to make the economy so bad that he's going to say only the corporations can fix it. Mm-hmm. And so he can take over the whole country. That is my thoughts on this process.
I basically agree with both your points. I would just simply say I don't disagree with your first point that Walmart might not be the ideal employer, but there are places in Wisconsin where if it wasn't for a Walmart, some folks would be even more so underemployed or unemployed. And for some folks, it is at least a form of catastrophic type of health care. And, you know, it's one thing for folks, I'm not saying you, Susan, but it's one thing for folks to say, well, you know, we should just stop shopping at Walmart because it's not ideal. Sure, it's not ideal. But for some places in Wisconsin, that's the only choice we have right now. And again, to change that takes time. When the product is available and I have the time to do it, I will go out of my way to shop at a local True Value or a local Ace Hardware. I find those folks, generally speaking, not always, but more informed on the product. But am I going to tell you I never shop at Walmart? No. Sometimes just for quickness and convenience, you go there. 855-752-4842. Jack in Merrimack, where the ferry is now open. Jack, how are you?
Yes, PTT. Beautiful day out here, man.
That's great. I wish I was there with you, my friend. What do you got for us?
Okay, well, first of all, people need to understand one other thing about these tariffs. That is, if a company has a 5% profit margin and you jack up 100% tariff on whatever they're getting the profit on, it's going to be actually 105% because they're not going to drop their margin just because the prices increase. Mm. And so, you know, it's actually, you know, kind of dumping misery on misery. The other thing I wanted to say is this. I disagree with you on coffee. I think Kona Coffee is Hawaiian, is among the best coffees made. I get it whenever I possibly can. And that's by an American, too, by the way.
Yeah, great call, Jack. I appreciate it. No, I mean, nothing wrong with Kona Coffee. But they can't grow enough in Hawaii for the amount of coffee that Americans consume. Great show today. Many thanks to everybody who called in. Many thanks to Pat Kreitlow and Aaron Zommers and all of you. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn Now. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, this is Todd saying, keep banging your drum.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.